This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today is the single most blessed day of the entire year. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that we are currently in are the best days of the entire year. And out of these 10 days, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the day of Arafah and the day of sacrifice are the days of Eid, our Eid for people of Islam. So we are blessed by Allah to be in the most blessed days. Not only this, the location that we are in is a blessed location. We are in the precincts of the holy city of Mecca, where the first mosque ever established for mankind is there. The most blessed location in the world is the city of Mecca and its surrounding areas. We are currently in Arafat and we are close to the sacred precincts of Muzdalifah and Mina. And Arafat is that location, according to our legends and our history, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the repentance of our father Adam when he came down to this earth. And Arafat is that blessed locality where, according to authentic traditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first extracted our souls when Adam came down to this earth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that in the valley of Arafat, Allah extracted all of the souls of mankind from the loins of Adam that would exist until Judgment Day. So we were literally born in Arafat. Our souls were created on this plane. We came into existence, a spiritual existence, on the plains of Arafat. So the time is holy, the place is holy, and we are in a holy state. Our state of Ihram is a holy state. We call it Ihram because it is sacred. The meaning of Ihram, it is a sacred state. So we are in a sacred time, and a sacred place, and a sacred location. On top of that, we are doing the most sacred of all good deeds. There is no good deed that is more beloved to Allah from within Islam. Obviously, a non-Muslim, the best good deed is to embrace Islam. But from within Islam, the single greatest deed that you and I can do is the deed of Hajj. So imagine, brothers and sisters, the most blessed time, the most blessed place, the most blessed state, the most blessed action of worship. We are blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed beyond measure. And the plains of Arafat, brothers and sisters, and the day of Arafat is therefore one of the most important, if not the most important, days of the year. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith is in the Muwatta Imam Malik, that never is shaitan more despising of himself and more regretful and more feeling accursed than he is on the day of Arafah because of what he sees of Allah's mercy coming down. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best dua that anybody can ever make is the dua of Arafah. The best dua that anybody can ever make is the dua of Arafah. There is no dua that is better than the dua of Arafah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Hajj, all of it is in Arafah. Al-Hajj Arafah, Al-Hajj Arafah, Al-Hajj Arafah. The essence of Hajj is right here and now. This is it. This is why we came. Our sole purpose, our primary purpose of spending thousands of dollars, cutting off from family and friends, traveling, depriving ourselves of sleep, being tired, is because of today. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Arafah, Allah himself comes down to the lower heavens and Allah azza wa jalla boasts to the angels,
yubahi, he boasts to the angels, look at these servants of mine. Look, they have come from every corner of the world. They have come from every nook and crevice in the world. Min kulli fajjin amir. They have come, shurat al-hubra. They're tired, they're dusty, they're disheveled. They're not wearing their fancy suits and ties. They're not groomed, they're not combing. They have given up the luxuries of this world, the comforts of this world. They travel far from their home. They're in a very tired, disheveled state. And they haven't even seen me. Then Allah says to the angels, imagine if they had seen me, how much they would do. Then Allah says, they have come asking me, and I call you to bear witness and testify that I am going to give them all that they ask for. This is today when our Lord will boast to the angels about me and you, and we are not worthy of that boast. But Allah's mercy allows us for that. Today is the day of Arafah, brothers and sisters. A non-Muslim came to Umar ibn al-Khattab and he said, O leader of the faithful, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you people, your faith, it has a verse that if we had it, as they were from the Jewish faith, if we had it, we would take that day as a day of rejoice and a day of celebration. Umar said, what verse? He recited, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Bikum Al-Islam Deena. Today, I have perfected my favors upon you, and I have chosen Islam as your way of life. The Jewish man said, if we had this verse in the Old Testament, we would have taken that day as a day of rejoice and celebration. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, I know exactly.
I'll have to raise my voice. Can you guys hear me in the back?
As much as I can do.
Umar ibn al-Khattab said that I know exactly when it came down and I know when it was revealed. He said it was revealed on the day of Arafah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was standing in the plains of Arafah. So the day of Arafah is the day that that verse came down. And we are currently on that day. So brothers and sisters, today on this day of Arafah, let us reflect, let us think about where we have come from and where we're going to go back to. Today on this day of Arafah, when all of us have gathered, tired and hungry and thirsty, sleep deprived, let me remind you of two simple facts that all of you are experiencing and you don't need me to prove to you. The first of these facts, brothers and sisters, despite the fact that I am tired and you are tired, despite the fact that we are sleep deprived, despite the fact that we're sweating, we're not wearing our good clothes, we're not in our usual state, despite all of that, I guarantee that the inner peace that you are feeling, the inner happiness that you have, the inner sakina, you feel as if you're doing something worthwhile. You feel productive. You feel spiritually strong. That feeling of happiness, brothers and sisters, that feeling of productivity, all the money in this world could not buy it. The amount of internal satisfaction that we feel right here and now indicates to us a reality. And that is, brothers and sisters, that the real happiness is the happiness of the soul, not the happiness of the body. The real happiness is the happiness of the soul, not the happiness of the body. If we only give our body pleasures, the soul will wither away. And it is not the body that lives forever, it is the soul that lives forever. Brothers and sisters, money, wealth, material possessions, that does not buy happiness. And you know that as well as I do. That does not buy material happiness. Ultimate happiness comes from a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does good, whether they're male or female, and they have iman, we are going to grant that person a sweet life, a beautiful life. حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, the beautiful life. It will not come from your fame. It will not come from your fortune. It will not come from your material possessions. Whoever believes and does good, we shall grant him a beautiful life. The beautiful life comes with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, is it not sad that we take care of our bodies, but we neglect our souls? The body is going to perish. The body is going to rot in the grave. It is the soul that will live on. Why is it that we take care of our body and the body is a temporary vessel? We give it its pleasures. We give it its food and drink. We satisfy its desires. But the body is not going to remain. My body and your body will perish. The vessel within it, that is the soul, that will move on. And Hajj teaches us what happens when we feed the soul. What we're doing right now, we're feeding the soul. And the soul, for the first time for many of us, it feels alive. Doesn't it feel good to be alive? Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, اِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ Respond to the call of Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which will give you your life. To that which will give you your life. Allah is speaking to the living and He says, if you come to me, I will give you life. Why? Because this verse is not talking about the life of the body. It is talking about the life of the soul. Because you can have a living body with a dead soul inside of it. Even if the body is walking on the face of this earth, the heart can be dead. We don't want that. We want our souls to be alive. We want our ruh to be nourished. So Hajj teaches us, brothers and sisters, Hajj teaches us that the real happiness comes with the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real happiness comes in our worship of Allah. Our lives attain meaning when we worship Allah. Our lives attain nobility when we connect with Allah. And that is an important lesson of Hajj. The second that all of us are feeling right now, and you don't need me to quote Quran and Hadith, you know it as well as I do, is that sins distance us from Allah. Disobeying Allah distances us from Allah. As we stand today in Arafat, every one of us, including myself, we should think about our sins that we have done. We should confess to Allah our sins. We feel guilty. We feel unprepared. We feel unworthy of Allah's mercy. This is the reality, what happens when we commit sins. So we should make a sincere intention to Allah that we do not return to the lifestyles that we had before we came for Hajj. Brothers and sisters, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah accepts from those who have taqwa. So one of the signs of a deed having been accepted, one of the signs of your Hajj having been accepted, is that your lifestyle after Hajj will be markedly different than your lifestyle before Hajj. If you truly want to ask yourself, how do I know that my Hajj has been accepted? Then ask yourself, what will be my lifestyle after Hajj? If you return to the exact same lifestyle, if you return to the exact same deeds, if you return to the exact same sins, then in reality, your Hajj has not impacted you. Your Hajj has not done anything for you. But if you make a difference, if you try your best, if you try to overcome the sins that you have, and you try to live up to the Sharia of Allah, then inshaAllah ta'ala, inshaAllah, the Hajj has been accepted. Brothers and sisters, look around you. See what is happening in the world. See the reality of the Ummah. And thank Allah that we have been protected from much of what is happening in the Ummah. Look at the situation of our brothers and sisters in Burma. How pathetic of a situation. Look at what's happening in Syria right now. Look at what's happening across the globe. In China, 1 million Muslims have been put under jail, incarceration camps. Imagine, brothers and sisters, imagine those fitan happening to us. We ask Allah's refuge for that. So the least that we should do is to show our thanks to Allah. We in the West have the freedom to worship Allah. We should thank Allah for those freedoms and then demonstrate the thankfulness that we have in our actions. Brothers and sisters, those societies that are currently facing that persecution, they never thought it would happen to them. They never thought for a second that they would be under that persecution. But this is Allah's qadr. You cannot predict it. And that is why it is so important that in times of peace, in times of non-violence, we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our thankfulness. What does Allah say in the Quran? The two best blessings are, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُم مِّن جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُم مِّن خَوْفٍ He gave them food so they're not hungry. And He protected them from civil war and bloodshed. Alhamdulillah, if we have these two blessings, food to eat and a lack of civil war, this is the best blessing that Allah can give us. And Alhamdulillah, we have been given those blessings by and large.
Brothers and sisters, today is the day of Arafah. Today is the best day of the year. Today is the day to confess your sins to Allah and cleanse yourself of your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, I cause you to bear witness, I have forgiven all of them. Today is the day of forgiveness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no day in which a person has more of a chance of being free from Jahannam than the day of Arafah. There is no day that a person has more of a chance of being free from Jahannam than the day of Arafah. Realize, brothers and sisters, that only those who take advantage of this day, who make dua to Allah on this day, they will be given that real happiness and that real peace. Brothers and sisters, the best dua is the dua of Arafah. And that is why we combine our dhuhr and asr so that for the next 5-6 hours, there is plenty of time for dua. So let every person amongst you take advantage of that time. Make dua to Allah. And most important dua that you should make is the dua that you and I be rightly guided. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Far more important than my wealth and your wealth, than my job and your job, than my career and your career, my guidance and your guidance, and the guidance of our children. Brothers and sisters, we live in a land that is full of non-Muslims. If we do not pass our religion down to them, who is going to pass the religion down to them? Brothers and sisters, if you are not good Muslims, and if not, I am not a good Muslim, where will our children see Islam from? For the sake of Allah, for the sake of your own akhirah, and for the sake of your children, turn the leaf around. It is never too late to repent. Today is the day of repentance. Today is the day of promising Allah a new life. Today is the day you will literally go back, inshallah ta'ala, the day as if your mother gave birth to you. That's exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Make this Hajj a turning point. Make it a new beginning. Make it a spiritual rebirth. Brothers and sisters, if you are not going to take advantage of the day of Arafah, and you are in Arafah, and you are in Hajj, and you are in this state, then I ask you by Allah, what will you take advantage of? If Arafah does not wake you up, if Arafah does not prepare you for the Akhirah, then what will prepare you for the Akhirah? Are you waiting for the angel of death to knock on your door? Are you waiting for death to come to you, to be lowered into the grave? What will make us up? Ya ayyuhal insanu, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. O mankind, what has caused you to be deceived about your ever-generous Lord? Why are you in deceit? Why are you in self-delusion? Wake up, brothers and sisters, before it is too late. The ummah is in trouble. We are in trouble. Our children are potentially in trouble. What will cause us to wake up from that slumber? My urgent appeal to myself and to all of you, let Arafah, let today be that wake-up call. And realize, brothers and sisters, realize that this wasn't the first time you're in Arafah. I told you that according to an authentic hadith, we were created, our souls were created in Arafah. Today we are in Arafah, and we learn from another hadith as well that judgment day will be in the plains of Arafah. Somehow, in the metaphysical world, Allah will resurrect this man, and judgment will be in Arafah. Brothers and sisters, you were created in Arafah, and you will end up in Arafah. Today, you are in Arafah. Now is the time to prepare for the day you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now is the time you prepare. You know the questions. You know the exam. Allah will ask you, I gave you life. What did you do with it? I gave you wealth. What did you do with it? I gave you time. What did you do with it? The questions are there. The answers have to be prepared by us. It is as simple as that. Today is the day of Arafah. Repent to Allah from our sins. Turn to Allah. Promise Him a new beginning. Ask Allah for help. Because if Allah does not help you, no one will help you. And make a sincere intention to Allah that, oh Allah, I will go back a new man, a new woman. Oh Allah, you will help me. Oh Allah, with your help and only with your help, I will turn my life around for the better. I will worship you the way you deserve to be worshipped. And if I fall, if I slumber, if I misstep, oh Allah, you will forgive me because you are the forgiver of sins. Brothers and sisters, let us pray to Allah, for Allah is the one who hears. اللهم يا سميع الدعاء يا من يجيب دعوة المضطرين يا ربنا ورب السماوات والأرض O Allah, we ask you with every name that belongs to you, we ask you by every one of your divine attributes that you forgive our sins today. O Allah, no one forgives sins other than you. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. We ask you to forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, we ask you to accept our repentance. O Allah, you are the one who forgave our father Adam when he disobeyed. O Allah, we are the children of Adam and we disobey like our father disobeyed. Ya Ghafoor, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Tawwab, Ya Afu. No one forgives other than you. No one erases other than you. No one can conceal other than you. O Allah, like you have concealed our sins in this world, conceal them from the eyes of others and conceal them on Judgment Day. O Allah, accept our repentance. O Allah, guide us to the straight path, for none guides other than you. O Allah, we ask you for the sweetness of Iman. O Allah, grant us to taste the sweetness of Iman. Make it more sweeter to us than any other misdeed, any other sin. O Allah, drown out our misdeeds in your sweetness. O Allah, allow us to love worshiping you more than we love our sins. O Allah, we come to you confessing our guilt, confessing our sins. O Allah, we testify that every blessing you have given us, we have used it against you to disobey you. O Allah, we know the wealth that you have given us, we have used it in the haram. We know the eyes you have given us, we have used it in the haram. We know the help that you have given us, we have used it in the haram. O Allah, we confess. O Allah, we confess. O Allah, we know our sins. We come to you with a mountain of sins. But we know that your rahmah is infinite. We know that your maghfirah knows no bounds. Ya Ghafoor, Ya Ghaffar, forgive our sins, cleanse our sins. O Allah, allow us to return like the day our mothers gave birth to us. O Allah, accept our hajj. O Allah, accept our hajj. O Allah, accept our hajj. O Allah, allow us to be firm upon Iman. O Allah, grant us the love of the Quran and the love of the Sunnah. O Allah, grant us the love of Salah. Grant us the love of worshiping you. O Allah, allow us to be role models to our children, O Allah. Protect our children, O Allah. Protect our children, O Allah. Grant our children Iman, O Allah. Grant our children Iman, O Allah. Make our children more righteous than us, O Allah. Grant our children the love of Salah, the love of Quran, the love of your religion, O Allah. Preserve Islam through them, O Allah. Make them better than their parents, O Allah. Make them better than their parents, O Allah. O Allah, we confess we have not worshipped you the way you deserve to be worshipped, O Allah. But your mercy is more worthy of our hope than our own deeds. O Allah, we put our trust in your mercy more than our own deeds. O Allah, we confess our sins are many, but we believe that your maghfirah is infinitely more than our sins. O Allah, forgive our sins and grant us mercy. O Allah, allow us to love worshiping you and allow us to die in the state of worship. O Allah, we ask you that every year of ours is better than the previous year and that the best year we live is our final year. O Allah, we ask you that at the time of our death, you bless us with the kalima to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. O Allah, do not humiliate us in this world or the next. O Allah, do not humiliate us in this world or the next. O Allah, conceal our sins in this world and the next. O Allah, make our scales heavy on Judgment Day. O Allah, make our scales heavy on Judgment Day. O Allah, allow us to be sheltered in your shade when there is no shade other than your shade. O Allah, make our feet firm as we cross over the Sirat. O Allah, we beg you on that day when we will be hot and thirsty and there is no water other than the water from the fountain of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We beg you, O Allah, that your Rasul recognizes us and your Rasul calls us by name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to drink from the fountain of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, allow us to drink from that fountain, a drink that will forever cause us to never be thirsty. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we testify we love your Rasul, even if we haven't followed him the way that we deserve. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, cause us to enter Jannah without accounting for our sins. O Allah, cause us to enter Jannah with the first batch of people. O Allah, we ask you for Firdaus, even though we know we do not deserve it. O Allah, we still ask you because you are the Kareem who gives. O Allah, we ask you that we live upon Islam and we die upon Iman and we are resurrected with the Prophets and the noble companions, and what a noble companionship they are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.